Matt said that something we talked about on our show on the air one morning actually played out in real life later on that very afternoon, and it has brought shame to his family.
Mm-hmm. The segment was Things That We Judge About Others in Secret.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the topic was FaceTiming in public.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Later that same day, mm-hmm. we went to see The Sound of Music.
Uh-huh.
The Tanger Center. And I do hold a couple of exceptions to FaceTiming in public. One, if I am somewhere and I'm picking up something for my wife and I need to make sure I get it right and I'm looking at 10 different options, but I know one needs to be it, I'm not going to try to go back and forth with you texting. I'm just going to FaceTime you and hold you in front of the thing.
Sure.
You could take a photo and send it.
Yeah, but by the time you get the picture back and forth, you just FaceTime it. It's just easier.
I could see that because then they can actually see it. They have to hear this. Got it.
Hey,
go.
I'm standing in front of this. Which one of these is it? It's that one. Great. Uh-huh. Thanks. Love you. Bye. Hang up. The other is in a situation like we were in at the show. My father-in-law was keeping our son Wyatt for the night. He was spending the night there. Mm-hmm. And it was right before the show started. And she just wanted to FaceTime and say goodnight. He's not going to pay any attention to a phone call. It needs to be something on FaceTime. So she FaceTimes him. But I'm not sitting with my wife. Uh-huh. She's sitting somewhere else because she had separate tickets. So she's probably 40 feet to my left.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she got my attention and she held up the phone for me to see my son and wave goodnight and tell him goodnight. As she held it up, he was in the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh. And where he then put the phone mm-hmm. was at a great angle to see his wiener.
Shame. Shame.
My gosh.
She's not looking because she is holding
She's
the phone up, but turned it towards me. Uh-huh. She's at the far left of the theater.
Yeah.
And so anyone that is to her right, if they happen to just glance over, is going to see my son's manhood.
Yes. And we were you're right.
Right. Yeah.
We were to your right and man, we missed that.
You need
we
a
that.
Privacy screen like I have.
Well, it wouldn't do any good because she's showing it to me on the other side. It's one thing if you're holding it, that would be a privacy screen, but she's holding up specifically so I can see it. I glance up and I'm like, hey, but, and then I'm like, is he? Because at first I'm like,
what?
Why is he holding the phone so low and where is he at? And then I start kind of analyzing the setting and I'm like, it looks like the bathroom. And next thing I know, the phone just goes down, and there it is. And I start going, stop. And then she turns the phone around and looks at it and goes, oh, gosh. And then she and her mom just, I mean, they just start dying laughing.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I don't know how many people possibly saw it, but it was possible for thousands of people to see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In that moment, if they would have been looking. Because, of course, I didn't help the situation because I was like, stop, no, no.
Shame.
Then we did ring
I
the bell.
That, yep. Mm-hmm. Shame.
Shame.
Well, so we rode together. So on the way home, I'm like, hey, so today on the show, we talked about things that we judge people for secretly. I said, this is a very loud judgment from me. This is why I don't agree with FaceTiming in public.
Right.
It's a great example.
I was met by opposition.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said, well, my exhibit A is you just showed the entire Tanger Center our son's junk.
It's funny how you say, Matt, that you judge people. Wasn't it you that says you judge people for FaceTime?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
But that's what I'm saying.
I probably haven't FaceTime in forever. I never FaceTime.
You don't?
Ever. It's a complete waste of time at this point. Never.
My daughter does all
the time. She pushes the button every single time.
Yeah, it's definitely a younger thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I FaceTime with Ezra.
I answer the phone. I answer the phone, and while I'm talking, then the FaceTime comes in. So I'm like, well, just talk.
Yeah.
And it's usually like nothing. It's just any question. And I just don't do it. And I just send a photo to Carol's. I never FaceTime.
I'm okay with the FaceTime if it's very important that like you need to see what I'm looking at so you can tell me which one or whatever. But I just the FaceTime just because you'd rather look at each other while you talk. That's a waste.
Well, I take a photo. Hmm.
That's great, Jason.
But see, the photo going back and forth, depending on what your signal is, it takes a while to go through.
And what
the FaceTime is instantly.
I hate talking on FaceTime like sometimes because there's always some weird, almost delay-ish talking over each other. But for Ezra, that's Matt's saying with Wyatt, they're younger. You can't talk on the phone. They're not going to pay attention.
They don't get it.
They're
not going to
pay attention. And they want to see you and all that stuff.
They're going to put the phone down. Mm-hmm. It's going to be away from their ear. And they're not going to hear you. No.
Then when I FaceTime with Abe and Eli, who are teenagers, it's usually I'm at the grocery store. showing them which monster drink. Like,
yeah,
which one do you want?
Which one
exactly.
Do you want?
No, the other pink one. I'm like,
you shouldn't buy those. For
okay, vapor.
Yeah.
It's not for my
sharing
kids.
Sharing vapes with your son.
Yeah, you're never going to win an argument on
how ever
again.
Give your son nicotine patches.
Ever. No, you just pawned it off from your son.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to quit. Go ahead.
Okay, but
yeah, I'm sorry, you can't say anything.
You're trying to make your son quit by soaking up all his vape juice.
Right, with tobacco products, nicotine products.
Golly, you're change the story.
You're going to win an argument on health ever again.
Do. I'm trying to get my son to quit. By giving him.
You don't get, you're not getting somebody to quit by trying each other's vapes.
I'm complimenting how impressed you were with his vape.
Monster Energy is very bad.
No, those are also bad.
So is vaping.
But vaping is.
Yeah. I'm not buying him a vape like Jared just bought his.
He's already, your son's 19 and bought a vape.
You're not preventing him from buying it. So.
And you're like, when you told him, then you guys were sharing vapes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're like, I'm going to get you off vaping by giving these nicotine.
Yeah. Have a Zen, bud.
Have a Zen.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't like the Monster. I would say, guys, I don't like you drinking Monster. But it's like everyone at their school drinks Monsters or the Starbucks. Starbucks is huge for high school.
Yes.
Yeah, there's way more, I think, in a Monster, like caffeine and energy, in a Monster and coffee.
Yeah.
I will FaceTime my husband if I'm in the bed and he's in the living room.
Yeah.
Just to ask him a question.
Yeah.
And he answers me.
Why do you have to FaceTime it?
Because I want to.
Ugh.
Yeah, my wife FaceTimes her sister constantly.
Yeah, I do.
Her mother constantly. Her dad occasionally. And I'm just like, why do I have to be a part of y'all's conversation? Because as soon as it's on FaceTime or speaker, now the room is involved.
Yep.
And then I comment on it, and they're like, what is he saying? I'm like, you want me to be a part of the conversation? You're on FaceTime. If you don't.
Family. Yeah. Well, you guys also live close and you see each other fairly often.
Mm.
So when I'm FaceTiming my family, I just assume that they'll say hello to everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, but maybe it's more of a female thing to FaceTime. I don't know.
I think
it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you like, don't trust your partner, like, can you FaceTime now? I'm like, what? If you're not with them.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, where are you? You don't want to FaceTime?
I'm just like, can we just chat? And then it's like, okay.
I think when traveling, FaceTime's kind of a, like somebody else, like your partner's traveling.
Yeah, we do all the time for the kids. And
you know what? If you're doing the FaceTime, that's probably the one good thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
You're away for a while. And
there you go.
You're like by yourself in your hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm not going to FaceTime you from the elevator. You know?
No, but inside the hotel room, if it's getting late at night and you need to have some kind of sexy time, that's a nice way to do it, I think.
Because then my luck, I go Instagram Live or something. You know what I mean?
Shannon
Sharp. Yeah, it's like.
Jason also tried to change his voice to sultry there, and it's changed since he's vaped.
Yeah.
It's a little extra gravelly.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, have you ever done that?
What?
Have the phone, I guess you call it phone sexy time?
No.
I guess you call it.
I am so immature. I can't.
Really?
I can't even like say the name of genitals without laughing.
Right.
That's really funny to me.
I think it has to be serious and dirty for me.
That's why I can't. The serious part gets me. I do have a girlfriend who was living across the country with her boyfriend at one point, and they would we never witnessed it, but she would tell us about it. And we're like, how? She's like, I don't know. We just.
Can you not talk dirty?
In the moment.
While you're actually doing the do?
Yes. In the moment.
What do you say?
Yes.
Like, this library book's overdue.
Oh, who's the bad librarian?
Like, well, you see the newspaper today?
Spank me with that farmer's almanac.
I know where you can put that golf club.
You want to swipe your library card? That kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. If you're new to the show, that's all things Katie loves that we make fun of her about.
Matt, you talk dirty.
Talk dirty?
In the
moment, yeah.
Really? What do you say?
I don't know. That's private.
It's not for the radio. Yeah.
There's nothing that anybody can say.
Yeah. You don't want to know.
Okay.
Well, you're going to cost me a fortune in divorce fees. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn me on.
Yeah. $1,000. No, $10,000. $20,000. $100,000. It's over.
That could be a pretty funny bit.
That would be funny.
That would be good.
Yeah.